Hi, welcome to LEAD, the training that equips you for effective disciple making. LEAD, L-E-A-D, stands for Learning to Evangelize and Disciple. And it's my pleasure and privilege to be your facilitator on this journey of learning and growing together in being and doing everything that Jesus commanded us to do and teaching other people to do the same as well. In this introductory session, I would like to just talk a little bit about the purpose of disciple making. Why bother with disciple making? Is it that important? Why should we be involved? Well, the truth about it is that disciple making is the core business of the church. That is the main assignment that Jesus left the church to accomplish. Disciple making, contrary to what some people think or how they have defined it, is not just helping somebody to learn the basics of the Christian life. It's so much, much more than that. You see, a disciple is a learner. A disciple is an apprentice. A disciple is somebody who is like a student of another with the aim of becoming like that other. Sometimes when we hear the word disciple, some mature Christians who feel that maybe they have been saved for a number of years, they have gone through all the programs and all the training that the church has to offer, they kind of look down on the term disciple or discipleship. But the truth about it is that nobody ever graduates from being a disciple of Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 29 tells us that God's purpose is that those whom God foreknew will be conformed to the image of his Son. So, until I become everything that Jesus wants me to be, I am supposed to keep following. I am supposed to be an obedient disciple, being conformed to his image and making disciples alongside. One of the things that you will observe with me is that because we have not invested a lot of focus and attention on making disciples, the church doesn't seem to be having a very strong influence on the culture around it. Yes, we have very eloquent speakers, we have very nice facilities, and we have very wonderful programs. But the culture around us, or the paradigms that run society, is very different. And the church ought to have a salt effect, ought to have a light effect on all that. And where disciples are not being made, then all of the things that we do and all of the things that we have will not be able to have a corresponding effect. What has made us different from the early church? When you observe the book of Acts, you will see the word disciple, disciple, disciple appearing virtually in every chapter. And you will see that they devoted themselves to making and multiplying disciples. No wonder they had such a great impact on the Roman Empire, the greatest political force of its day, and the strong religious presence in Jerusalem had to bow at the presence of these people whose lifestyles were patterned after Christ, and they multiplied. The more that they were persecuted, the more they continued to grow. No wonder that within a few short years, the Roman Empire had to bow its knees to these few followers of Jesus who grew until they became unstoppable and undeniable. So the purpose of disciple making, we can say, is because it is God's original design for man. God said at the beginning, let us make man in our image and our likeness. So God had a particular prototype, a design of the kind of people he wanted on the earth, people that would bear his image and function like him upon the earth. Of course, we know what happened. The fall came in and man fell short of the glory of God. But thank God for Jesus. Jesus came to show us the way back to the Father. Jesus came to restore us back to our original design. And the way that happens is through intentional discipleship. See, it's easy to, you know, say a prayer and say that I am now born again. But it's much more than saying a prayer. It's much more than claiming a status. It is functioning in a certain way. So restoration, Jesus came to call people who would follow him And in the process, they would learn how to live under his lordship. They will learn how to function in his kingdom. So without intentional discipleship, people may be in the kingdom, but they do not know the lifestyle of the kingdom. They have not tapped into the powers of the kingdom, and they are not serving the purposes and the agenda of the kingdom. Discipleship is the way that God restores us back to the original blueprint. We also see that the purpose of discipleship is that disciple making is that that is how laborers are raised for the harvest. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, he said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Why are laborers few when the churches are full? We have full auditoriums. We have large meetings where hundreds, thousands, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of believers gather, but the laborers are still few, painfully few. I work in places where sometimes I visit some of our friends and associates who are working on the frontiers of mission, and you will see entire communities, whole people groups that barely have had any gospel presence among them. And so we discover that the only way that Jesus raised laborers for his task is that he discipled men. He multiplied those who would do the work of the kingdom by intentionally calling people to be with him so that he could send them out to do the very things that he also came to do. When I first answered the mission call some 22 years ago, it happened in a scenario like that. I wasn't a disciple, even though I was born again. I had been saved several years before then. I had been active in church, but I really wasn't following Jesus. I was pursuing my own dreams, my own goals, my own plans, my own ambitions. Until I came across a group of people, an entire tribe, a nation that had very little gospel witness. And I couldn't believe it. This was towards the tail end of the 20th century. And I said, you mean in this modern age, there are people who have never heard about Jesus? They've never seen what the Bible looks like. They've never entered a church building. They've never even seen what a Christian looks like. And they are just living their lives the way they are. And I was confronted with the harsh reality that if these people were to die, they would all go to hell. And I couldn't live with that. Then I came across that same scripture where Jesus said that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And again, that further worsened my crisis because I couldn't imagine that I was part of a mega church at the time with many, many believers who gather every Sunday in a very comfortable auditorium. But yet, there are people out there who had never heard the gospel, and that troubled me. So I took the matter up in prayer to the Lord, and I said, Lord, what do you mean by the laborers are few? And he made it clear to me that he didn't say that the church members are few. He said the laborers are few. And I saw the distinction. So how are church members to become laborers? How do we translate these huge numbers of people who are believers in Jesus Christ? How do we make them to become true followers of Jesus Christ so that they go wherever he leads them? It is through disciple making. Jesus was very intentional. Jesus was very deliberate in discipling people and then sending them out as his laborers. If we are going to see more laborers released into the harvest field, then it is through disciple making that such people are made. We often like to say that disciples are not born. They are made. It's a process, not an event. So there is no substitute to making disciples. And there is no substitute to discipling the nations. That is God's way of fulfilling his redemptive plan for all creation. It is the hope of seeing the nations brought under the influence of God's kingdom. So every correct disciple makes and multiplies disciples. That is one of the core tasks of a disciple maker. As we begin this training in the next session, the next lesson, it's my privilege to be part of this with you, and I pray that God will open our eyes, equip us with his truth, pour his spirit upon us, and make us effective disciple makers who pursue his harvest among the nations. My name is Mark Kolo, and I welcome you to the Lead Training.